I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Kerstarfin, tell us about, a lot of people are not used to a woman in leadership, and especially in crisis. What does it take to be an effective leader in crisis?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I mean, what I've always said is that, you know, your test during the crisis is really not the crisis that's testing. It's whether or not you had quality systems in place before the crisis happened.
Oh, so good. That's good.
Do you know how to communicate to your stakeholders? Are you able to have your financial systems still function? Are you, do you have the technology and infrastructure in place to do the job that you need to do? Now, we've seen strong points and weak points even within our own system. And I think systems across our city have been tested as well. But I feel like it's kind of like the prep part that is able to show to what extent, you know, you've been able to bring both your people and your systems together in a way that can sustain the pressure of a crisis. I think the other thing that this is normal for me on every day.
Okay.
But what a lot of people, I'm a very accessible person. My kids, parents, staff members, they know how to find me, see me, talk to me, reach out to me. I've never hidden in my job. But in a crisis, I think it's essential that you are present and available. And I still believe this. I'm old school.
Okay.
I think you should ask anyone to do anything that you're not willing to do yourself.
That's good.
So yeah, I've made my fair share of those lunches and breakfast bags. I have driven all over the city to deliver meals. I have passed out technology and organized, you know, papers to hand out. I have, you know, wiped down technology and cleaned surfaces and done everything that anybody in our organization is doing. I am probably the first person on the phone and all those, I'm so sick of Zoom and conference calls.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, but I'm just so over those things, but whatever. I mean, I'm the, you know, the first person trying to get on the call and the last person getting off the call and sometimes having two and three calls on top of each other at the same time. So, you know, so everybody knows that I'm very present, but I would recommend especially for women, because there's so many, there's so much lore about how we work. If you are vocal and strong in your position, then you must be quote unquote emotional, right? Not a good leader. If you push back on institutions, especially the ones that are, that are longstanding and no one's ever questioned before, but in a crisis, I mean, you're asking everyone to kind of take off their gorilla suit and, please just like, let's make things happen for people who can't make things happen for themselves. And it has been, I think it's a challenge when you are pushing against those longstanding institutions or practices.
And you know what, Dr. Karstarfin, it is a challenge. I want you to elaborate on that just a little bit more. Going to go to break real quick. It's Sister Talk series with the Superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools, Dr. Karstarfin. Let's talk about the challenges in leadership as a female. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It is Sister Talk series right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, and we're on point with the Superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools, Dr. Karstarfin. Talk to us about women in leadership and the challenges when you make a decision and you get pushback and you don't operate through your emotions and they label you. Talk to us about those challenges.
Yeah, you know, I find it very interesting how people act and behave. Now, the good news is that at least for where I sit, Atlanta Public Schools was in crisis when I started. It was in the throes of the aftermath of the cheating scandal. So I feel like our team, all of the folks that work with us, our immediate stakeholders like parents and students, know me really well. So before we got off for the commercial break, I talked about how it's important that, you know, you are accessible and do your part to be sure that people can get to you, talk to you, be out there with them in the struggle, if you will. I think I told you that, you know, I don't ask anybody to do anything I'm not willing to do myself.
Right.
Believe that you have, the reason people can trust you and believe that you have it put together is because you've actually stabilized quality systems that are important to them. Parents want to know that teachers are still working. Families want to know they can still get food. We also want to know that they can get paid on time and things of that sort. So, but I feel like historically, you know, what we were talking about is that, you know, that, you know, that women are seen in, I think, unenlightened ways. They pretty much are, you know, seen, if you are strong or direct or, you know, forceful in your ideas and your belief systems, that somehow you're more difficult, less collaborative, and more emotional, right? And
right.
I think that's all bosh. Men never have to go through that the way women go through that. And I do think we accommodate for a lot and adjust for a lot, but my entire experience over the last 6 years has been about that. Like, it's been a constant crisis. We started with a cheating scandal and we're, you know, and now we're at coronavirus.
Right.
So, so you don't, you know, these kinds of, this is a, I think, uniquely intense environment. But at the end of the day, you can collaborate all you want, but somebody's got to make the recommendation and act on a decision. And in my job, the way it's structured is that lands on the actual position of the superintendent. So I'm fine with making those kinds of decisions, but I think the reason it is, I feel confident in the kinds of decisions I make is because I've built such a great team of leaders, and those leaders chose to not only work with me, but work in the conditions that we have experienced in Atlanta Public Schools. And that makes us incredibly unique. So part of, I think, women in leadership, and anyone on my team will tell you, we will debate stuff to death. They are my best thought partners. There's not an idea I have that doesn't get beat around and reshaped and handed back to me. And I think we are better for that. And I don't think that people appreciate how much I think a woman in leadership does have to stretch that hard. And still, like, when you've gone through that process and you really know that you're trying to bring a solid idea to the table, for those people who haven't worked through that exercise, it's only, I think it's more unfair to judge the recommender or the decision maker without taking consideration all the other things we've had to be accommodating on just to get to a recommendation that might be publicly digestible. But I think, like, in the light of the crisis, you want to see people who can see the big picture. You're not living in the crisis.
Okay.
I'm on calls all the time, and I'm like, okay, I hear you, but I want to think about, when this is all done, what kind of impact will that have on the system? I'm always leery of the crisis when people are using, almost abusing the situation where you could use a lot of leverage to make decisions that you'd never be able to get away with in normal times.
Okay.
Lack of transparency, mm-hmm. lack of engagement, lack of communication, that you can kind of slip on your positional authority and issue edicts. And what I would say, which is why I think, it's something you have to police yourself on, is that you still try to maintain as much of the existing system behavior as possible.
Okay.
And keep that process going so that you're not allowing yourself to go too far on the line of draconian behavior or dictatorial decision making without including your team and thinking about the people you have to serve.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I think that's important. You still have to be as strategic as possible, knowing that it's not going to last forever. And I also think you want to be able to come back and live with yourself when you are under the pressure to do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Right.
Or is not necessarily appropriate in a democracy.
Right.
I always keep remembering, there is a day when it's over, and can you stand up and face the decisions that you've made? And I have a lot of people around me who constantly give me my kind of rules for engagement back to me to remind me of, where we want to be in the end. And I think that only happens if you're a leader who's willing to have that kind of engagement with the people you trust.
That is so true. What advice would you give other women who find themselves in non-traditional
roles? You can do this. You got this.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Women are incredible, as are my male counterparts. I mean, I just think, at the end of the day, leadership is leadership. You're either exercising it or you're not.
Okay.
And there are things that we have, we thought we had the perfect idea on food distribution, but, it has to be reshaped. We thought we had the best idea for technology. Nope, we got to go back and reshape. And I think that, part of my advice would be don't hold on to, don't beat that dead horse. If the idea started off great and you were able to use it for 48 hours, but then it went sour, kick it to the curb, go to the next idea. Just don't get stuck.
Oh, that's good.
And at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. But I am convinced that women are absolutely as capable, as strong, as smart, as engaging and trustworthy of any other person who might be in a leadership position. And that's for gender and race and language, language.
That's good. That's good.
You don't have to speak, English and think that for some reason, people aren't listening to you. You can still have a voice in a space like this and get the issues in front of influencers or be an influencer. I wouldn't let any of the you know, the head game stuff that people
play
on you, you know, because you're a woman, because you're younger, because you're poor, because you don't speak English, because you're not, you know, of the right zip code, whatever those games are, and make your way. This is the time that you can actually, I think, change and shape a community and our nation forever. So don't hold back. Play full out and be thoughtful, but you got this too.
Thank you so much. Dr. Karstarfin is going to come back and let us know, how does she get back to herself? Being so busy, being a leader. How does she get back to herself and have time to take care of herself? That's right. We're all in your business. We'll check right back with you. More to come. It's Sister Talk Series with the Superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools. More to come right here on Point with Wanda and Stokes. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. It's Living Well and Winning Well. It's Sister Talk Series right here on Point with Wanda and Stokes. How do you like this, Dr. Karstarfin? This woman is on fire.
I love this song. It's so good.
It is. This woman is on fire. Now, with all that you do and all this leadership, how do you take time for yourself? And is that important for women to make sure that you have some downtime?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, working women who are, of course, mothers. Many of them are single mothers. We also have, you know, women who are burning that candle at both ends and then straight through the middle, trying to make all things happen in an environment that doesn't particularly support them. And I am fortunate, you know, I was raised in such a great family with two loving parents and three incredible sisters who have been my sisters my entire life. And so we are a very close-knit family. My extended family has been so supportive and just good friends. So I know I'm on the side of that camp that has more support than so many other people. And for that, I am blessed and so grateful. And at the same time, I too am driving myself into the ground trying to do my job. And so it's there are just some things that, and I don't even take my own advice. And I have people who literally will send me a text and say, go to bed. Like, you need, like, I'm just like the kids. Like, they're like,
yes,
you need a routine, Maria. Like, when the time comes, like, you have to have a regular structure. Like, you have to go to sleep. Getting sleep is so critical. I don't do it myself, but I'm telling you, when I do it, it's like I'm a totally new person, not just for myself, but for all the people I have to work with. I think that it's the apple a day / exercise kind of common sense. You've got to find time to work out a little bit, do some yoga, you know, just de-stress through exercise. And I can't emphasize enough, like, I'm like the worst daily cook ever. You're never going to see me making a meal every day, but I do love to chef. Like, I love pomp and circumstance of a really good jambalaya, or the intricacies of trying to pull together a fabulously complicated Italian dish, or just getting the breading right on my fried chicken.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, it's just little things, you know, the devil's egg that stands the test of not being too green on the white, on the yolk, and, you know, just little things that you could just, that I just want to master. And so I do take the time to do those things that bring me just joy. You know, I can't garden a whole yard, but I will fuss over one particular plant that my father gave me before he died. It's just like, I will fuss over a jay plant that belonged to my grandmother, but I don't, you know, I don't care if the yard like falls apart. So it's little things that I think you only know about yourself.
Yes.
I like to take time to read. I know this is like probably TMI, but, you know, I know that I'm doing good for myself when I skip the shower and instead make a bubble bath.
It means
like I'm trying to take care of myself. So I just encourage women to do all of those things too, just to really
you know you and do you, boo, but do it where, you know, you are not asking anyone else for permission or having to depend on anyone else to do it. Just do it for yourself. And you know those things. And it doesn't have to be, you know, hours on end, or you have to take a weekend to do it. But some little daily routine that tucks one or two of those things into your life really helps your head and your mind stay straight for the big work that you're doing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What motivates you to do what you do? Where's this passion come from?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was born and raised in Selma, Alabama. And I am telling you, like, I had a community of people that, you know, you're in my business today, but I'm telling you, they knew everything about you. Everybody was raising the Car Scarfing girls, I feel like. So, you know, so I met a lot of people in my youth who, and just made me feel like I, you know, like, everything was possible. I was a young black woman growing up in a town that was racially segregated, that had been through a lot in the civil rights movement, and a family that was making its way in this incredibly infamous environment. And that ingrains in you a level of grit that I don't think most people experience unless you've, you know, you had a little bit of a hard knock life. I mean, people who are listening know what I mean. You know, you have to kind of have that experience to know how hard it is when you're fighting against things that are just bigger than you, and you're trying to make your way as a young person in that space. And then you grow up to be the adult that you are. But like I said, I mean, my father and I shared a lot of strong, you know, connection around community and service in the community. My mom was also an anchor and as a faith-based, both of my parents were Catholic and, you know, raised us in a faith-based family. I think that went a long way for making me who I am. And I think I'd take it a step further and just say that, you know, that I'm one of those people who still talks to my elementary school friends. I mean, I found it hard over life to find a lot of new people. I've always been connected to those people who started with me and who have stayed with me on my grow up journey in my profession. So, I mean, I credit my town. I credit my parents. I kind of credit like what it's mean to be an educator. Kids have taught me a lot. And it humbled you in a way that that probably parents understand more than the regular person,
right?
But they have a way, and I think like when it's your kid, there's one thing, but when it's other people's children,
yes,
and you are responsible for their learning, their experience, you can make and break them as well. In this system known as public schools, I've taken that role very seriously because the children I was able to work with and have been working with in my career, they've put themselves in my life in a way that that I think has fundamentally changed me and continues to shape me at every turn. They are honestly my best teacher, especially now that my father has passed and my mother's older now. And so, you know, I feel like as the girls, we're kind of taking care of her as more than she's able to give to the four of us these days. So, you know, so it's been a real change. And I feel like I've done my best to work with the hand I've been dealt, you know, in life, and,
awesome.
And it has been a very rewarding journey. I can't thank Atlanta enough for allowing me to serve as a superintendent and for giving me the experience of a lifetime to do this tough work. And I'll never regret it or look at it in any other way than being a blessing. And
thank you so much
for being such a supporter for such a long time. You're a good lady too.
Well, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.